Hey, yo.
The Rabbit Hole Podcast.
Rabbit Hole Podcast.
Say it again.
The Rabbit Hole Podcast.
Say it, Jess.
I want to listen to the Rabbit Hole Podcast.
The Rabbit Hole Podcast.
This is pasta. This is madness.
The Rabbit Hole
Podcast. You are now listening to The Rabbit Hole Podcast.
Ready, dudes?
It's a dude.
All right. This is the Rabbit Hole Podcast. At Hair of the Blog presents the Rabbit Hole Podcast. This is Kevin at KevinKJ. With me, as always, is Bobby at RHanson817. It's Monday, July 26th. Happy Monday. We love Mondays. And we're back. Took a little break, but we're back now. And it's the Rabbit Hole Podcast. Pop culture, sports, music, food, cocktail, swag. Talk about all that stuff. And I say good afternoon to you.
Yes,
Bobby.
Sir. Good afternoon to you.
How are you doing? How's it going?
Good, man. Hanging in. How are you doing?
I've been busy.
Yeah, I can tell.
A little bit. I've been busy a little bit. For all those who have been listening, first off, thanks. And also the people who are brand new listening. I am the bar manager at the Stage House Tavern in Scotch Plains, New Jersey. Which, even when I say it, sounds weird because I'm like, what? You mean me a manager?
I get a business card that says that. So
I have a couple of business cards that say, actually, I have a box. I have a box of business cards that have my name and, it's definitely a flex. It's like, hey, so, here you go. Here's my card.
Here you go. Yep.
It's a flex. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're Vistaprint official now.
Yeah, right? I think it might be a little bit better than Vistaprint.
Okay.
Nice quality card.
Sync ink or something like that?
Yeah, nice little quality card. It's no American Psycho, but it's a nice business card.
Okay.
It's not too bad. But anyway, we took a little break because honestly, for me personally, the last 2 weeks have been pretty hectic with getting acclimated into getting acclimated back into a place that I hadn't worked at in 10 months, but also just this whole new set of responsibilities and duties.
Sure.
Okay. So now I feel like I'm starting, I pretty much have gotten to the point where it's like, all right, I think I have a routine down on, in terms of just, front of the house operations, back of the house operations,
okay,
when to do the orders, talking to guests. And, I feel like now I've kind of gotten into like a groove for
Good.
The most part.
Nice.
Still learning, but at the same time, it's still going to tweak it. But at the same time, I feel like now I've gotten to a point where I'm like, okay, I think I got a good grip on this now.
Okay. Good.
The first couple of days I was like, I don't know if this was a good idea, but it's working out. And the thing is, as much as I'm like, was this a good idea? When the other managers see everybody like, oh my God, you're back.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like giving me high fives and hugs and fist bumps. And they see that, they're like, okay, yeah, we made the right decision.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, even like my, the general manager that works there, his name is Dustin.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great guy. And he even wrote, like, we do, like, a nightly log of, like,
sure,
how the shift went and everything like that. Like, he wrote in, like, the log. He was like, the guests are loving the fact that Kevin's back. Like, he just, like, wrote it in the mix of everything else. I was like, cool, but, like, you're leaving in, like, an hour, and then I have to send it out at the end of the night. They're going to think I'm talking about myself.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be like, wow, this guy Kevin, he's really full of himself, huh?
And in the third person.
Yeah. But it's been an interesting ride, interesting transition from essentially kind of doing something, if not very similar to work at the Ferryman, going back doing this.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you this, and no disrespect to the Ferryman, like I used to dread that drive. And just sometimes it's like, I gotta go to work and this and that.
Right.
I don't feel that way going into Stage House.
Okay.
I don't have that feeling of like, oh, I can't believe I got work today. I don't have that feeling yet. I mean, I guess it's the honeymoon phase.
Okay.
But I don't feel bad.
Oh, a lot's changed though. I mean, your commute's gotten a lot better. You're back in a much more comfortable environment for yourself.
Right.
Obviously well received. And also too, the challenging phase of it. And it's like a fun challenging. It's not like, oh, I wonder who didn't leave the door on, you know, who didn't lock the door last night or something like that, or, you know, who didn't turn off one of the burners in the stove or something. It's a fun challenge, and it's like, well, how, you know, what am I going to learn today? Am I going to, you know, kind of like pare down my routine a little bit better and feel a little bit more comfortable about this? So it's all fun. It's all fun, challenging stuff. And also, too, yes, you're getting, what did we say? It was 2 hours a day or 2 hours a shift back to your life.
Yeah.
So
I think the only thing that I was having an issue with is that you're counting a lot of money at the end of the night.
Sure.
It's like you're working at a bank.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of times there's money that's accounted for that you're unaware of and things. Okay. This is over here, this is over there. Sometimes your deposits at the end of the night are in the negative because everybody pays with credit card.
Right.
So then it's like stuff like that. So then there's things like you got to take money out of the cash box and make sure that all the servers get their money and all this other stuff. It's like that stuff. It's because everything's done in an Excel spreadsheet, but it's not perfect because all the algorithms and the computer does all the adding and subtracting and whatever for you, but sometimes it's not 100%. It's pretty close.
Okay.
So there are times where I'm like, why does this spreadsheet say this and this other one says that? Why are the numbers not matching up? And like there was like one night, like I was like, and they told me like, look, if there's ever a time where this like happens, like don't kill yourself, just save it. We will figure it out in the morning.
Right. Okay.
Because it was getting to a point where literally, like, there was, like, one day I was like, I don't understand why this isn't, like, I was like,
right.
Like, what's going on?
Fuck, I know. It was stage house, like, $1,000. This is bullshit.
Yeah, I know, right? I was like, what type of job is this?
Right? That was supposed to be a period, not a comp. Fuck.
And I went back the next day, and I was like, and I thought, I was like, beat myself up, but I was like, Dustin, I don't know what happened, man. It's like, these numbers aren't matching up, blah, blah, blah. I was saying another thing. And he brings up the spreadsheet, he's looking at it, he clicks like two buttons, and it fixes. And I was like, okay. That's what I said out loud. In my mind, I just was like, in my mind, I just like wanted to grab a pill and just scream into it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, because it was just like, you got to be kidding me. But I mean, isn't that what's gonna happen like the first like week or so?
Oh,
working in a new place.
Oh, absolutely.
You're like, wait a minute, that's all I had to do?
Mm-hmm.
All I had to do was click this button and it fixed everything?
Yep. If anything, it's that gift, the guy who's got his notebook open and he's just sitting there writing and just like a long line underneath it when you're done, so that way then you remember it the next time. So yeah, that's normal stuff though.
Like he just like I've been playing the game on hard and he just put it on easy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you gotta be kidding me.
Right?
But besides that, I mean, everything else has been pretty good.
Okay.
Everybody's like amazed at the wardrobe that I have because
that's because they've done is seen you in the same asexual polo for like the past 24 years or whatever.
If it wasn't stage house, it was Fridays. If it wasn't Fridays, it was a ferryman.
Yeah, exactly.
Just black polo, black pants. That's essentially what people have seen me in. And then every once in a while, like if you know, if we hang outside of work, that's when people are like, oh wow, it's like, Kev, I feel good. So now it's just like, yeah, like I almost want to like just start doing like daily posts of just like my workout clothes.
There you go.
Just a little, yeah, I feel like that, you know, that whole full of yourself thing again. But.
Did you watch it? Was it tough for you? Because like I went from my last job to my current job. I went from having to wear basically like a, I don't want to say a uniformed polo, but I had basically just like, you know, five or six polos that work gave me that I was supposed to wear on a daily basis. To then you can just wear whatever you want, and like that transition the first couple days of like you can wear whatever you want was almost like paralysis by overanalysis. So I was like, I haven't had to dress myself in a while, you know.
I mean, I feel like I've never, that, for me, that doesn't happen.
Right.
My whole thing is that, okay, I'm going to wear something, but I want to make sure that what I'm wearing matches.
Of course.
And just, you know, I want to make sure that the shirt matches the pants and colorways and color schemes and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, obviously in my mind, I already have, it's like, all right, this color goes with this color and so on and so forth. But every once in a while, I'm like, all right, well, I have these pants. I was like, what color shirt am I going to wear with this? And honestly, and, you know, this is maybe, this is my cheat code.
Mm-hmm.
I go to Pinterest.
Okay.
I go to Pinterest. Okay. And you're wearing, like Bobby right now, he's wearing a blue dress shirt, right?
Yep.
I would go on Pinterest, blue dress shirt men's outfits.
Okay.
Click and see what pops up.
Gotcha.
And then from there, I'm like, okay, yeah, I got that in my closet. All right, I'm going to wear that.
Have you worn something too nice to be wearing in the restaurant industry? Because I've done that before managing tour. I'm like, well, I'm never going to wear that jacket ever again because it's now got like oil on it or something like that.
Well, for what it's worth, like I'm not wearing blazers, obviously.
Okay.
It's just it's way too hot.
Sure.
And polos, I would wear polos to work, but the problem is that I like to wear my polo.
So you wore a polo for the past 20 years?
Yeah, I know. Polo. Yeah, I know. But I mean, I'm talking about But the problem for me, polos are, is that like you'd have to like tuck it in.
Yeah.
And I don't like polos tucked in. I like my polos untucked.
Sure.
So, I mean, I'm not saying I would never do it,
mm-hmm.
but I would have to. I'd have to figure out a way to. Something about a polo tucked in and you're not like a super skinny person, I feel like there's just a weird like look about it.
Because
mm-hmm. even like when I was wearing polos at Stage House and at Fridays, I didn't have to tuck it in at the Ferryman. It's just, it's.
Oh, see, there's no one there to tell you anyway.
The shirt material, it's not the best material when you get like a work polo.
Sure.
So it's like it lays different.
Mm-hmm.
You look like you're an extra 20 pounds heavier because the polo's tucked in a certain way and you can't mm-hmm. fix it and like I've tried to like, you know, like pull it like super tight so that it's not billowing and yep. it's all this other
mm-hmm.
random shit that people are like, really? Like, you go through all that? I just, like, put it on. I was like, yeah, but that's you, and this is me. And right. everybody knows how I am.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like.
And if you don't, take notes.
Well, yeah. You know, hey, I got my yellow notepad from W.P. Mason
there
right here.
There it is.
And the only reason I have that right now is because I just, in terms of work, I had to do an order for liquor, beer, and wine.
I really thought you were going to tell me we had a sponsor.
Not yet.
W.P. Mason.
Yeah, no, right? No, not yet.
They sponsor the Yankees.
They do. They might as well sponsor me right now because the Yankees are fucking terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, maybe we'll get Family Band hot sauce sponsors one day.
I would like that.
Shout out to Family Band.
Absolutely.
Family Band hot sauce. Shout out to Aaron because Aaron was like, yo, I listen to your podcast. And every once in a while when people listen to the podcast, I'm always like, well, which one did you listen to? Because they're like, in my mind, I was just like, I think all of them are good. Mm-hmm. But there are some times where I was like, yo, we like had like a really good time with that one. And then other ones, I'm like, oh, that was that great. And, right. you know, maybe it's just me being too hard on myself. But then what will happen is I'll go back and listen to the ones that I was like, I don't know about it. And I was like, oh, that was pretty good.
Yeah. He did say he wants to come on and talk Star Wars.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about Aaron, if you're listening, which I hope you are, look up the Lady Fett on TikTok and Instagram.
Oh, okay, I was going to say, I'm like...
The Lady Fett, like Boba Fett?
Depending upon what your search engine is, like you're about to get him in trouble. I'm like, this man's a father now.
No, listen. It's an Instagram and TikTok profile.
Mm-hmm.
They have community guidelines. People are getting shut down. I posted a picture of Joe Namath on his birthday, and he was sitting by the pool, like a young like picture from like I think it was like Rolling. No, it was like Sports Illustrated. He's chilling by the pool, with no shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram came after me. I was like, hey, happy birthday, Broadway Joe.
Right.
They came after me, being like, you're posting something about nudity. I was like, it's a grown man with no shirt off.
It's from the 60s.
With no shirt on. Yeah, I was just like, what are you talking about?
Right?
And then they removed it.
Okay.
Once I, like, disputed it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. No, Instagram is... Because apparently now what I've noticed on Instagram is I've noticed a lot of influencers. They're like, go to your settings and click allow on sensitive content and all that stuff now.
Too.
I don't have that allow thing. It's like, you can limit all of it or you can, like, see some of it. I don't have that allow button on mine.
Hmm. Yeah, but it's weird, though, because the sensitive content they're talking about is more political stuff, so, like, I don't care.
Yeah,
I ain't going to the gram for boobies. Like, if I am, it's like, all right, like, it's not even, like, a good appetizer, because we all have our little stable of places that we can go look at for that. There are search engines out there where you can be like, oh, this is where I go for this. This is where I go for this. Like, Graham ain't one of them. So I don't really care about the sensitive comment or the content or whatever it is in that sense.
I mean, there's some out there that there's some stars out there. That's all I gotta say.
I'm assuming your buddy Paul has liked their picture first.
There's actually another guy who we used to work with. He's just as bad as my boy Paul. Shout out at Flu Diddy. Mm-hmm. His name is I think Instagram handle is at your buddy Chris. Okay. It's his kid that we used to work with on Fridays.
Okay.
And he, same thing. Like any like good looking girl on Instagram, he has already he beat you to the punch on liking it first. It's mm-hmm. like no, I liked it first. Mm-hmm. Oh wow, look at that girl. Your buddy Chris. It's either your buddy Chris or Flu Diddy.
Right.
They're either one or the two of them. They always get in there first. I was like, when do you see these things? And how do you get, like, mm-hmm. I feel like I'm pretty like up on stuff when like sure. I'm going through pictures. I was like, but I also think it's probably a notification thing too. Because, you know, you get the notifications. You could, like, get notifications on every person you follow on Instagram. Be like, by the way, they just posted this in the photo. And then, like that, you could be like, yeah, like it.
As much fun as, like, never being able to take my phone off the charger is.
I can't take my phone. My phone now, because of doing all this, like, manager stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, that, like, hashtag, like, manager life, or whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. Phone's constantly in the red now.
Really?
Yeah. It's constantly in the red.
Get you a backup battery. Like,
yeah, I might have
for
to.
The whatchamacallit though, for the, like,
well, no, I didn't mean to go.
No,
but yeah. I mean, because it's besides obviously just I take a lot of notes and I use my notepad on my phone. Mm-hmm. And then what I'll do is I'll kind of like transcribe it on paper, mm-hmm. or I have like little like checklist, like a little notepad app
I love that.
With a little circle with a little check mark.
One. Yep,
so like it's a lot of that, mm-hmm. but yeah, my phone's constantly on. My phone's in the red right now. I'm looking at it right now, 19%. Sorry, iPhone. But we were away for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And obviously, this is what you would call a freestyle podcast, because I really don't have too many notes, mm-hmm. and things, just because I've just been busy for the last 2 weeks. Just, you know, just trying to figure everything out. I will say this. New York City is fucking back. I was in New York City on this past Sunday. I'm like, you would have never thought there was a pandemic.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Every place I went to was open, which I was very, very happy with.
Sure.
Every place that I was like, oh, let me see if that place is still there. Mm-hmm. They're all still there.
Nice.
It's awesome. I know that there are a lot of places that went under, and my heart goes out to all those people. But at the same time, I was like, I wonder if Sweet Chick is still here. Because I follow some of these, you know, bars and restaurants on Instagram. But I know some of them aren't like that, like, Instagram, social media heavy. But I walk through. The one thing I will say walking through New York City now is every place has like an outdoor area.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of what type of a place it is.
They're going to push legislation to keep that.
It looks cool, though. It also looks cool.
But you're also taking a city that is ridiculously overpopulated as it is, with pretty bad traffic issues, and just making it worse. So
yeah, but it looks cool, though. And they put the tea lights out there.
I'm not saying it doesn't look really cool, but I'm just saying this is like, how are you ever going to get around there if you actually have to drive?
Don't drive.
But that doesn't. Okay.
But
here's the thing though, for us, that's perfect.
Right.
Because we wouldn't drive in the city more likely than not anyway, unless we're like, you know, doing something like super specific and we are not intending to have any drinks or anything.
Right.
But for the most part, if we go into New York City, again, outside of maybe one or two things I can think of, we're probably going in for a drink or two. We're probably going to go in, enjoy the nightlife, go to a nice restaurant. You know, maybe a Broadway play. Like, we'll see what the day.
Ooh, Hamilton.
We could. Can I tell you something? I have no interest in seeing it.
It's so good though.
I've seen it's like so three good. Or four Broadway plays, and like there's nothing about Hamilton where I'm like, I want to go see that. I'm not saying I won't. I'm not saying I might not watch it one day on Disney Channel or something.
Can you do me a favor? Can you please watch on Disney Plus? The problem is, I want you to watch on Disney Plus. There's something about being in the theater in the moment, watching it.
Oh yeah.
Listen, I've never seen.
Is it a live? Is like the Disney Plus, is that just like basically like a live showing from like the theater, or is it like, because like if you look at some plays, like some plays they turn into movies.
Just I understand. With a lot of this No. It's not a movie. It is just it's essentially like they recorded the play.
Oh, okay.
So it's like this. I think it's like the Rogers Theater or something like that. Mm-hmm. So it's a recording. It's, you know, it's not like some bootleg, like, let me get my phone out and record.
It doesn't have a blue hue to it.
No. Something
like that.
You're not like, this is like some quality, like, it's a quality recording mm-hmm. that they taped, and it had the original cast. Because obviously, with cast, Broadway plays, yeah, cast shift, sure. You know, like, Lin-Manuel Miranda is Alexander Hamilton. And like, when I went and saw it, it was another actor. Mm-hmm. Just as good, but obviously right. Lin-Manuel Miranda is the original.
Sure,
Alexander Hamilton. So that's the guy you know you want to see. But the music, the choreography, the way there's really no set. It's just this giant area, and they do these dance moves and the choreography. And in the choreography, they're changing the sets.
Okay. Well, yeah.
It's really, it's like okay. so cool, like how they did everything.
Okay.
So I really like all right, recommend.
I'll check it out.
You need to watch it. And honestly, and the music's really good too, because it's all like hip hop influenced.
Okay.
So like you watch that, and then they even did the Hamilton mixtape, which they got like, you know, they got like Busta Rhymes, they got like a bunch of like known hip hop artists, like The Roots, Common, like okay. a bunch of people mm-hmm. that did their versions of the songs from the play.
Right.
I'll be honest with you, the original versions of the songs, probably better than the ones with the, with the known hip hop artist features.
Nice. Okay.
You need to watch. Okay. Listen, you got that Disney Plus, right?
Of course.
You gotta get every drop of juice out of that orange you possibly can, because that content is just pumping out. It's just pumping. I didn't see Black Widow. You see Black Widow?
No.
I heard it was
no, bad. I was supposed to go with my niece and nephews. They went and just bought it on TV the day it came out instead of waiting for me. So
I heard it was good.
I hope they hated it. Personally. We were supposed to go see that together.
Oh.
Hey.
I mean, you still can.
No. Never seen it. No.
Just out of spite? Just, yeah. No, we're not going now.
No.
No, you watch it already. He's alright. You know how it ends.
I'm sitting there, I'm going to eat ice cream and just stare at him. Like, well, did you bring us ice cream? You always bring us ice cream too. I'm like, no, I didn't this time. No, you know what I did do though is I did watch Loki.
Is Loki done or is it
Loki season one is done?
Right. That's what I was mm-hmm. referring to. All right, so season one. All right, so now
six episodes.
So now I will watch. What are they, hour? Like 40 something minutes?
Yeah, 40, okay. Like 6 minutes.
All right, so now I will watch mm-hmm. it. I kept seeing memes mm-hmm. of Loki,
I kind of got to the point where I was like, fuck, someone's going to spoil something. I have to kind of go watch
this. I kept seeing this meme of an alligator with the Loki mask yes. on, with the Loki helmet, so I was just kind of like, all right, I guess I got to watch this.
Yeah, it doesn't really play much of a role into it.
But I kept seeing it. I kept seeing it on Instagram. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, what the fuck is going on? So, all right, so I'll watch
that.
That's
the part that sucks, because like I'm kind of like you now in that sense, like whether it's just busy or whatever else, like I kind of want to save it up. I kind of want to whatever. And then right around when the season ends, you're like, all right, now everything just gets flooded that I'm going to watch.
Sure.
Or that I'm going to look at, excuse me, like via social media. And I'm like, all right, guess I got to watch this soon.
Yeah.
Before the whole thing just gets spoiled. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to watch Loki. All
right.
I didn't watch the new Space Jam yet.
Could care less.
I'm gonna watch it. Looks good. I understand Lola Bunny's not sexy yet. I get it.
And that's it. That's part of you know, it. You know what though? And you did this with the Second Coming to America. Understand, like, expectation management. Understand what you're going in there to see it for. Someone said it kind of properly. Like, granted, yes. Like, most people our age are like, we have romanticized feelings about the first Space Jam because it was Bugs Bunny, it was the first
type of movie like that of its kind.
Absolutely.
Like, they've done the live action animation, like Who Framed Roger Rabbit. I love Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Sure. They're pretty much like, I remember I see stuff online where they're like, there's never gonna be another. They're always gonna have live action animation movies, but the way that the production that they did for that movie at that time, they're like, you're never going to get another like Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
No, now
especially
you get
crossing over. Yeah, especially crossing over to the Disney characters and the Hanna-Barbera characters. Mm-hmm. And the Warner Brothers characters.
No, like, that movie literally, was fantastic.
Like that movie, like as like a kid, like blew my mind. I was like, because for some odd reason, I knew even as a kid, I knew that Bugs Bunny was Warner Brothers and Mickey Mouse was Disney. Somehow I knew that, so I knew that there was never gonna be like there's gonna be a crossover.
Mm-hmm.
And that movie was like, yo, crossover. Oh, and by the way, and we put Tom and Jerry in it, and you're like.
just little Kevin's head, just like bah.
Yeah.
But apparently, if you take Space Jam 2 for what it is, and it's meant to be for kids, it's meant to be like how we at that age would feel about Space Jam.
Sure.
It's actually not supposed to be that bad. I personally could care less.
It's also an hour and a half Nike ad for the whatever LeBron 6 is that he's rocking in that movie. Sure. It's all like, oh, you like that Toon Squad jersey? Yeah, guess what? You could buy it. You could buy it on NBA.com.
He'd become an active player billionaire for no reason.
Yeah, I mean, like, I just. But what looked cool about this Space Jam movie is that it looks like they got all the kind of like that whole like crossover type thing. So it looks like they had like, because obviously now Warner Brothers and Hanna-Barbera and like Turner, they're all kind of together. Mm-hmm. So you're gonna see like a lot of those other cartoons. Like I saw like a scene where it had like all these other, like it had like Yogi Bear and like Iron Giant and like this whole thing going on, like as like the crowd as they're like watching them play this basketball game. Okay. So like for that I want to see. I wonder if they have like on the cutting room floor like the Pepe Le Pew scene, because obviously they removed them because Pepe Le Pew's. He was always a creep, but with 2021 eyes, you're like, wow, this is really not okay.
Yeah.
It's funny. Like, you watch, like, certain movies, and you go back and you watch them. It's like, wow, that really wasn't okay. Like, like now, as an adult, you're like, oh, that's what they were doing?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, when you're a kid, you're like, oh, funny, haha. And, like, as you're an adult, you're like, oh.
Well, some is funny, haha, and some of it is just like, oh, he's, like, hurting them. It's like, oh, no, that's actually, like you've never seen the first Back to the Future movie.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to watch it.
Sure.
But there's a scene in Back to the Future. It's pretty much at the climax towards the end of the movie where pretty much a guy finally stands up for himself.
Okay.
George McFly.
Mm-hmm.
He stands up for himself. He knocks out the bully.
Mm-hmm.
Gets the girl. All right?
Nice.
I'm spoiling it for you. I'm sorry. But pretty much,
I had enough time.
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much, he was a dweeb. He's a nerd. He's a shrimp.
Okay.
And he never stood up for himself.
Pretty common theme for movies in that era.
Right. But what you realize is that in the scene of that happening, like pretty much like the bully gets in the car with the girl.
Mm-hmm.
And as a kid, you're watching it, it's like, oh wow, he's like, you know, like he's a little roughhousing going on. And then you watch it as an adult, you're like, oh no, he's trying to rape her.
Oh.
And you're like, oh wow. Like you watch it as an adult now, you're like, oh. Yeah, that's really
that's really not
that guy's an asshole. Like, like he was already an asshole. Like this one bully, he's in all of the Back to the Future movies. Mm-hmm. But you know, this is a movie in the '80s.
Right.
You're like, wow, like this guy's like his name's Biff. I was like, wow, Biff is really an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
He was like trying to rape this girl. And I'm not laughing, but it's like out of like uncomfortability. Sure. Like, God, like
how did this go through in the '80s?
I mean, there's a lot of stuff that went through. You know what I mean? Like just 70s, 80s, whatever. Mm-hmm. But obviously, you know, good prevailed over evil in that sense. The dweeb stood up for himself,
mm-hmm.
knocked the bully out, got the girl.
Nice.
Happy ending. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, so you watch that. It's like, same thing with like the Pepe Le Pew scene. And like, you know, you watch like older movies and TV, which is why like we were talking about the Trading Places thing, outdated cultural depiction.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you get away with blackface in old TV and movies. You put that little warning on there.
Apparently, who is it? Camila Cabello?
Yes.
I guess was dressed up in blackface during one of her concerts or something like that, or some performance of something.
Oh, is that right?
Apparently, yeah.
Why? I mean, why?
Because why?
Was it a Halloween costume?
I don't know. I didn't see.
Even then, it's like, all right, it's a Halloween costume. It was like, all right, well, let me see. There's, I mean, as crazy as this may sound, there's levels to the blackface. Let me see it.
Yeah, of course.
I'm like, let me see it. Are you like tan, like cocoa, mocha, peanut butter color? Or like you just pitch black?
Right.
Like a black crayon.
Mm-hmm.
There's levels to it. And this is coming from black men. So I'm like, let me see how good your costume looks. All right.
Does that matter in the level of offensiveness?
For me, it does.
Okay.
Because one time I went to a Halloween party, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there was, it was mixed company. These people I'd never met before.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was like, oh, I'm Robert Downey Jr. from Tropic Thunder. And I was like, oh, this is going to go over well.
Right.
The guy was like, it looked like he probably like went into a chimney, grabbed soot and just rubbed it all over his face.
Black shoe polish, whatever.
And I was just like, yeah, that's not going to work.
Right.
And I told him that. This is like a younger me looking at him. I was like, I understand what you're trying to do, but that's not okay.
Right. Okay.
And he was like, no. It's like, you know, I'm just like, well, I was like, look, like, am I going to fight you for it? No.
Right.
Am I going to hit you? No. But I'm just telling you, like, don't do this outside of this group because you probably will get stomped out.
Right.
Like in real life. Like there's a lot of times where people get like, there's like a level of comfortability and people say things and do things around people because they're like with their friends and family and they're with their crew.
Okay.
And
right.
They're like, you could say it and get away with it because they have the numbers on their side.
Right.
As soon as you don't have the numbers and you're in mixed company of people you don't know, yeah, you're gonna get snuffed out.
Right.
And it's gonna be like deservingly so.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Okay.
Certain things there's certain things that I say and do. I was like, I don't really think I say anything or do anything that's so off the wall that's like, oh, I make sure next time I won't say it. You know, I gotta make sure I don't say that. The one thing I will say this, and this is like kind of related, not related, but like as a manager now, and when I'm on the clock, there's a lot of times where when you're working behind the bar and people say like the offensive jokes and things like that. Now, a lot of times I just kind of look, I smile and I walk away.
Okay.
Because I'm like, manager Kev is not going to feed into this.
Right. Well, there's
talk to me on Chuck's deck and then maybe you'll get the answer that you want. You can get on Chuck's deck. Hashtag of Chuck at Instagram.
Right.
But right now we're at the Stage House Tavern.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna get like an awkward smile from me and I'm gonna walk away.
Right. And I have the button down on.
Yes.
So
no, and I was gonna say, and there's gonna be like a bead of sweat coming off of my forehead because I want to say something.
Right.
But I know that I can't say something.
Yeah.
So I'm just like,
yep.
Mm-hmm. And just walk away. And they love that shit too, because they almost want to, because they know like bartender me would be like, my mouth would just like open up and just like,
right.
It's like, oh man, I can't believe you just said that.
You're like, salary, Kev? No.
No. I know where my bread's buttered. I'm not gonna, are you fucking kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
Screw this up?
Mm-hmm. No, I feel you.
So like, just obviously, like, it's been a crazy 2 weeks. But now I feel like things are finally starting to fall into place, come back down to earth for me, like the hecticness of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's starting to kind of like level off, so I'm like, all right, good. And I feel like that's what was gonna happen, because when I walked into Stage House, there's a picture of it as I remember it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see what it looks like now.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad, but it's just different.
Okay.
You know, like, you ever see those movies where somebody's like, oh, I can't believe we finally made it. They have the photo of, like, this tropical locale, and it's not like, it's like, the camera's panned in on the photo, and then the picture drops, the photo, and then it's just, like, fucking fire and brimstone and, you know, just, like, a fire hydrant of water just shooting up, and you're like, oh, my God, what the fuck happened? Right. You know what I mean? Like, it's not that. It's just different. And I'm like, okay, I gotta make it look like how it used to look.
Right.
I gotta change it back.
Because
everybody there is fairly new.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that were there, they kind of just went along with it. And I'm like, okay, cool. But you realize, like, we can make this more efficient.
Right.
There's a lot of stuff there that, and they don't know because that's all they know.
Sure.
The bartenders and the staff that are there. They don't know any better because they've never been introduced to what it was. They don't know what it was before.
Mm-hmm.
They only know what it is now. And I'm like trying to tell them, and I feel like I'm being a dead horse a lot of times when I tell them this. And I'm like, I'm like, no, you gotta, like, we're gonna do this because this is how, like, it used to be. And I hate to be that person, like, no, it was always better. It was better this way. But in this case, it was. There are some things, like, I'm like, oh, why don't we put this here? And I'm like, I'm gonna listen to the newer people that are working there. I was like, you're the ones that are gonna be bartending here. Mm-hmm. So, like, as much as I can give you all these suggestions, I can fix the bar to be more efficient, more streamlined, so you don't have to, you know, so there's no wasted steps and this, that, and the other. Right. Because I feel like there's a lot of wasted steps.
Okay.
A lot of times I feel like to make a drink, you got to go to 3 different areas of the bar, mm-hmm. and I'm like, well, why don't you just put it all here?
Right.
And then a lot of times it's like, they're like, oh my God, like, that's so much easier. I was like, that's why I'm the manager.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then it's like, too, it's just like, the sooner you can make the drink is the sooner you can make the next drink, and you can make more money. Like, right. You can make more money. You can, because, mm-hmm. like, instead of you taking like 5 minutes to make a drink, that takes you 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? Now you can make 4 more drinks now.
Yeah.
In the 5 minutes that it took.
There you go.
Know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like that. It's just gonna, it'll build. I just, you know, I feel like there's part of me is like, I feel like I'm being annoying. I'm being that guy, but at the same time, I'm the boss right now, right? So I guess I have to be.
You have to. Well, here's the thing, though.
Like, I'm not being a dick about anything. I'm just kind of like, well, you know, like, this is like, I'm trying to explain to them, like, why I'm making the changes that I make.
And that's, and frankly, that's an incredible step that most managers don't take, because they just, they say it the way you say it with hesitation, which is, I'm the boss. Do it this way. Well, why? Because I'm the boss. For most people who want to get better, there has to be a why aspect. There has to be a, why do I have to do it this way? Well, we're all in this, kind of like the way you just broke down. You're like, well, do you want to make more drinks? Okay. Well, do you want to stop making drinks faster? Yes, this is how you do it.
Yeah.
Or do you look at it as every drink is a certain percentage that you're going to make? What is your calculus into why you're here? This is how this will directly make that calculus more efficient.
Yeah.
But by you taking the time to do that, you're giving them a why. Oh, Kev's not doing it because he's the new manager and he was here before and he's buddy-buddy with, you know, the general manager who is buddy-buddy with, you know, one of the partial owners or whatever else it is. You're giving them a logical and efficient reason for why you're implementing this change. Because, one, it wasn't working the way that it was. Two, I've seen it work better. Three, give this one a try. But ultimately, yeah, it is you behind the bar. So if that's how you want to end up doing it, okay.
Yeah. Agreed.
But I'm assuming also at some point in time that was probably how you also liked to be managed. Which was not just like, you know, why am I doing, why do I have to change this, or why do I have to do something this way? Because I'm the boss. That doesn't make sense.
Well, you want to know what happened in the past too? What I've noticed that other managers have done is that you just go in one day and all the stuff just like changed completely.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a smart enough guy. I was like, oh, because you came from this place,
mm-hmm.
so you changed it to adapt to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was a manager that was there for a while, and he worked at the Somerset location.
Sure.
He came in, he was the new bar manager at the time, he changed all of our bottles to the way the Somerset location was.
Okay.
Doesn't mean that, was it more streamlined, was it more whatever, it's like, no, it's like, just because you don't know where the house Bach is, and you put it here now, so now you remember.
Right.
So we all had to kind of like recalibrate to how he did it, because he was like, I'm the boss, this is how we're going to do it now.
Right.
I'm not trying to come in that aggressive.
Mm-mm.
I did, like, it was a slow day yesterday. I did just start adding, like, moving stuff around.
Mm-hmm.
But as I'm doing it, I'm showing them what I'm doing.
Right.
It's not like you came in and everything's changed. It's like I'm doing it as, like, the shift's going on. And I was like, look, this is what I'm doing because of A, B, and C. And it was like, look, so now when you do this, you go like this and blah, blah. And then you could start seeing the wheels turning in some of the people's heads.
They're part of the process, too.
They're like, oh, that, okay, yeah, that makes more sense. I was like, okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, you know, I'm not a jerk.
Right.
It's just like, I'm not a jerk. It's like, mm-hmm. you see, like, this is gonna help you guys. Like, I promise. Like,
right.
And like, at the end of the day, it's like, I can do all the changes in the world I want. I go back behind that bar and everything's back to the way it was before. I'm like, you know what? I'm not saying that And I'm like, well, look, I tried. He's like, this is the way. If this is the way you guys really want to work, if you think this is the quickest way to do it, well, I'll let it breathe for a minute, and then I might
be
like,
Have you gotten to one of those days yet? Because my assumption. Well, I'm saying in the sense where it's gotten busy enough to the point where they've crashed and burned because of the inefficiency of their system.
No. I will say this: the people that are there right now, it's a solid staff that works there.
Good.
It's a solid staff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, there are people that are working there, and you see things, and you see how they kind of interact. And it's like, all right, might have to work on that, you know, with one or two people.
Mm-hmm.
But all in all, as a whole, like everybody there is good. Okay. Everybody there, like, has a lot of times you're like, oh man, is this like this person have like a brain? You know what I mean? Like there are people I work with at other places. I was like, yo, this person's so checked out, like. You know, maybe they smoked a little too much weed or they're just like super spaced out. Like, I feel like I haven't come across that with anybody there yet. So for, you know, knock on wood, but it's good. So I'm definitely, yeah, it's and management's happy with me right now. So I'm like, all right, that's even better, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's funny because like, we'll check like the numbers. They're like, wow, it's like the numbers are actually pretty good. And it was slow. And I was like, yeah, you see how I do this shit?
Right. Now, in fairness, you can't reconcile that at the end of the day because you're not 100% familiar with the Excel spreadsheet yet, but once you get that...
Well, no. Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. There's the Excel spreadsheet for you put the numbers at the end of the night. Yes. But in terms of, like, the sales and everything like that, mm-hmm. that doesn't change.
Right.
The only thing that will change sometimes is, like, why is the deposit on this sheet say it's $195 and this one say it's $136?
You're like, because I got 60 bucks.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that.
Right.
But when I go to the computer and like check like the sales, like the, you know, the from the day to the evening and the mm-hmm. breakdown of food, liquor and all that stuff, and it's just right. like wow, it was pretty slow. We still did pretty well in sales. I was like, yeah, motherfucker,
right?
See how I fucking do this?
See,
there's nobody in the building. We making money. How is that even possible? I don't know.
Right?
Well, why killing it right now?
Why is the drop off?
I'm like, don't worry, we're gonna fix it in the morning.
Right?
Right now, just enjoy. Just right now, we can enjoy it, though. We can enjoy ourselves.
Right. Nice. Good.
Motherfucker. But yeah, no, it's good. It's good.
The parking lot partying soon?
Nah, not there.
Nah. Well, why? Because it's literally a step away from the Scotland Police Department.
Yes. Yes. They're like, not
if
there.
If they ask you, Scott, we work at Darby. It's fine.
I mean, you want to set? You know what's crazy is that I probably could do it. Oh, and they no, probably sure. wouldn't even care.
No.
But I just don't want to. I don't want to
no.
do that. I don't
no.
That. Actually, and even just like working with the staff and like even because like it's not just I'm working with the bartenders. I'm working with like, you know, the servers and everybody else. And
you breaking hoses yet?
No.
That's part of the reason why you get the fucking title.
No. You want to know who told me actually a very good theory about like stuff like that? Besides, like, you don't shit where you eat, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you always hear that.
Yep.
My old manager, Julio, he was like, because think about it like this. In terms of, obviously, you don't shit where you eat. You don't want to shit where you eat.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it as, like, your best friend's little sister. Unless you're gonna marry that girl, don't mess with her.
See, it's funny, because I've done management for a cleaning company,
right?
And I was the only male who worked for that company. I was the only guy, so it was literally at one point in time 21 women, including the owner and me.
Mm.
And just like what you said, I came up with the treat them all like your sister. They right. are you can joke with your sister,
sure,
you can be compassionate to your sister,
of
you
course.
Can be understanding, you can be stern, you can have right. disagreements. That's it. They are asexual beings at that point. It does. So, kind of going along the same lines of what Julio said, yeah. Especially once you have that manager title.
Right.
Because there's a lot that can get very gray very quickly.
Now, mind you, somebody that you're like, oh my God, I have to be this person. It's not just like sure. a hookup thing. And it's like, I actually like really care about this person. That's why he was like the best friend, you know, best friend, little sister thing. He's like, unless you're marrying that girl, mm-hmm. don't fucking touch her.
Sure.
So, I mean, you know, like, no offense, I haven't found, I might be letting some people down listening to this, but I'm like, everybody there, great people,
sure,
good looking people, mm-hmm. But I'm like, no, there's not really, there's nothing there. I will say this.
Sure.
There was a young lady that was there the other day, and she actually works about, I'm in an apartment building, there's a couple storefronts, mm-hmm. She works a couple storefronts down.
Okay.
In my mind, this girl is gorgeous. Okay. She's gorgeous. Like I almost want to be like, yo, we're gonna walk down this store real quick, and like we're just gonna like pretend like we're like buying something, and just to see, and be like, all right, yeah, we're good, thank you, bye.
Right.
And just be like, yeah, that was her.
Nice.
Gorgeous. Okay. And she always used to come to Stage House. Mm-hmm. And I know she came in the other day. She was with the dude, so like, she, I don't know, it could be boyfriend, it could be whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was funny because. There was like some random dude, and he was like kind of creeping. Security was here at this point because it was a Friday night.
Okay.
So I was just like, this guy's like kind of like creeping. Because like she's with the dude, and you could tell she feels uncomfortable. She's not saying anything. She's playing along with this guy. But this guy's like
the dude she came with or someone else?
Someone else. Okay. So this girl, we'll give her a name. We'll say her name is Tori. Okay. So Tori's there.
I'm assuming it's an I, not a Y.
Oh, yeah. Those are the best ones.
That's so, what I'm talking about.
So listen. So Tori is there with dude, boyfriend,
friend,
blind date,
whoever.
Friend who
right.
We don't know. Mm-hmm. We'll just assume, for lack of a better term, that's she's with her dude. Mm-hmm. She's with Bae.
Okay.
And then there's a guy at the bar. He's kind of like all up in her like shit. Like he's totally, his body's totally shifted. His face is just like locked in on parts of her body that is kind of would creep me out. And I'm looking.
Sure.
And I'm like. What's going on over there? Mm-hmm. And so I grabbed one of security, and he actually knows a guy. He's like, oh man, he's like, he kind of like had that, like, he's doing it again. He had like that kind of vibe with him.
Okay.
So when I was talking to him.
He learned the last time.
Yeah. So I was like, can you just like just go over there and just kind of tell him like, you know, like ease up a little bit. Cause he's like all up in her shit.
Right.
Like he could probably tell you what she had for breakfast.
Ooh.
Like that's how up in her shit he is.
Yeah. That's uncomfy.
Yeah. So I just kind of like. He goes over there, he talks to her, and he kind of like pulls him to the side. He doesn't kick him out. He just is like, look, man, like just kind of like, you know, like fucking like pump the brakes a little bit.
Right.
So, you know, like that the dust cell's there, and I just kind of like she's there at the bar, and I don't think the dude is there at the moment. He went to the bathroom, and I was like, you okay? Mm-hmm. I was just like, I was like, you okay? And she was like, yeah, I'm fine. I was like, yeah, I just saw him. He looked like he was kind of like under here with like whoever, and it just like, I got a feeling like there was some like level of a couple. He's like, no, everything's cool. Thank you so much, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I've seen you before, haven't I? I was like, you work in town, right? She's like, yeah. She's like, you look so familiar too. This is not the only. Yeah. I was like, you know. I was like, oh, my name's Kev. I was like, oh, I'm Tori. You're like, blah, blah, blah. Say this.
Right.
She's like, don't you go to like Retro? Like, I feel like I remember seeing you at Retro Fitness. I was like, oh, like the one like over like in Clark. She's like, yeah. I was like, yeah. I go there. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, okay. Like, yeah. You know, blah, blah. I was like, you work at you know the one store over here. She's like, yeah. So we were talking in the back of my mind. I was like, seeds officially
you
been planted.
You both have stalked the fuck out of each other without actually knowing it. You like, you work at that store a second shift every single day except for Tuesday? You're like, wait.
The fact that she was like, oh yeah, you used to go to that one gym, right? That's the one that caught me off guard. I was like,
sure.
Wait a minute, what now?
Mm-hmm.
She was like, yeah, I was like, I always feel like I see you around. I was just like, yeah, yeah, same. Mm-hmm. So now, you know, we're cool.
Dig it?
I don't know if anything's gonna fucking happen from
we'll
it.
Find out
in
if
my
she comes
mind.
The next time without, dude.
She did come in another time, and I was like, hey, she was hanging out with the girlfriend, though.
Mm-hmm.
It was a quick little in and out visit. But we'll see.
Dig it.
Yeah. But I was just like, I was like, oh, is this what you do when you're a manager?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, okay. I think I can get down with this manager life now. Because you want to know the other thing about it too, being a manager as opposed to being a bartender? I could actually like fucking talk to people and not have to be like, hey Kev, I want a drink. And every once in a while, people forget that I'm a manager and
that's
not a bartender.
Fair. That's fair.
They're like, can you get, oh, never mind.
Right.
And I was like, well, what do you want? They're like, I want another beer, but I know you're not like bartending anymore. I was like, I'll get you a beer. Just give him a little wink. I was just like, for you, I'll get you a beer.
Like, I can't wait for the first time I walk in there. I'm like, hey Kev, never mind. And you're like, yeah, I thought so. Don't take... You're like Cindy down there will take care of you. I'm like, this motherfucker, I'm like, where the fuck's my wink? I'm like, God damn it.
That's good, yeah, it's true.
Colin, I feel bad. At DJ McRican, he was DJing at the Ferryman the other night, and he was just like, yo, bro. He was like, this place is so different that you work in here. And I was like, I'm sorry, man. Like, he was just like, but I mean, honestly, it was a perfect storm when he DJed the night of the McGregor fight.
Yeah.
And I don't even want to call that.
In fairness, that was a pay-per-view. The UFC fight that was on that Saturday, that was ESPN+. That's different.
He was just equating the fact that it wasn't busy because I wasn't working there. And I was like, that's very sweet of you. In the back of my mind, I was like, I feel like that's entirely false. Right. It was the Copa America. Mm-hmm. It was for the fucking McGregor fight. It was a Saturday. There was a handful of people that knew that I was leaving. Right. So there's some people. Obviously, you even came and saw me. You know what I mean? So I feel like...
Which is funny because I came there and I was like, this is the first time it's been busy in a while, isn't it? He's like, yep. I'm like,
yeah.
Happy last day, Kev.
I'm like, thanks, guys.
Yep.
But yeah, so I mean, like, I felt like that was just a perfect storm. So now he's quote-unquote chasing the dragon. Do you know what chasing the dragon is?
I'm assuming going after the first initial high.
Yeah, it's actually very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, chasing the dragon. I was explaining that to somebody at the bar the other day. They're like, oh, what? Like, they didn't understand, like, the term. I was like, well, I was like, think about it like this. I was like, I equated it to... You can equate to everything. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I went to Dunkin' Donuts the other day. I got a cold brew with a shot of espresso in it.
Okay.
It was delicious. It was like perfectly made, ice cold, sweet. It was picture perfect. Mm-hmm. It tasted delicious. Next time you go, you order it the exact same way and not so much.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're trying to attain that same level of how good that coffee was the first time. And sometimes you'll get it, and then sometimes you don't, but you're chasing a dragon.
That premise is actually what narcotics is based off of. Like, because if you think about
really?
It.
Really? Yeah,
what, I guess so. What is, you know what, like, and I've never done heavy drugs, so I'm sure I'll probably get some of the minutiae wrong.
I did ecstasy once, unintentionally. I was drunk on my birthday.
Okay, in fairness, I did PCP when I smoked it once, too. Like, I was 16.
I didn't know you liked to get wet.
Right? Sherman Hemsley? The big ragu?
Sir Leon Isaac Kennedy?
Right?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so, like, in fairness, okay, I've done that by accident, like, but it wasn't like I went and searched out. But yeah, that's what most narcotic is based around, is... Chasing the dragon, if you will, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when you put it like that, I guess it does make sense.
Mm-hmm.
It does make sense. Speaking of narcotics, Raising Kanan's coming out soon.
That's out.
It's out, what?
That first episode was last Sunday.
Yo, shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I gotta go watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, did you watch it? Or are you gonna wait a couple weeks?
I'm gonna wait a couple weeks.
I might have to watch it.
Yeah.
I got... Shout out Chuck and Katie. Mm-hmm. Katie is the teeth sunk in.
Sure.
In the fucking, like, jugular.
Good.
Of power right now.
Has she gotten through it?
She's like season 3 right now.
She has a long way in. She's still got a power book to go.
I know. I was like, she literally, like,
that's awesome. Good.
Like a pit bull with the teeth in the, like, the tire, like, in, like, not letting, like, right. Lockjaw, like, she's locked in.
Nice.
For power. Yeah. She was like, I'm going to DC for a couple of days. I downloaded a couple episodes of Power. I was just like, to watch on the ride. I was like, dope. You're gonna enjoy yourself. But yeah, I might break my little rule and watch episode 1. Raising Kanan. Okay. I might break it.
I think it's like Sundays at 9:00, I think.
That's
if
fun.
You want to DVR it.
That's fun.
So that's what I did. Because I noticed that when shows come out, they don't tend to repeat as quickly. You know what
true.
I mean? So,
yeah.
Like, that's why, like, I
or
just...
Or they do the thing where, like, they'll repeat it all night, and then you don't see it again for, like, probably till the day before.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that Raising Kanan, that episode 1, it premiered at 9 p.m. They probably aired it in a block all night, probably till 6 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that,
see
you're not going to see it.
Yep.
Well, no, you'll see it maybe, if not, like, Sunday at 8 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
You'll see it maybe on Saturday at like 3:00 in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and then you'll see, you know, the next episode. Or they usually do the whole thing where they'll show the previous episode before the new one.
Yeah.
So they'll do like 8 p.m. be episode 1, 9 p.m. will be episode 2, the brand new one.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of channels do that too, you know, but But yeah, man. All right, so I gotta watch Loki. I gotta watch Raising Kanan. I gotta watch Space Jam. I'm not watching Black Widow. And yeah, I only have like 2 days off. I don't know how I'm gonna watch all this stuff.
Put it up on the board on slow days.
Could. Little screen share.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could. I could do that.
Right.
Huh. We'll see. I don't know. I was talking about my wardrobe before. Everybody is just like, because like everybody knows like me on that level.
Sure.
So they're like, oh, you're not gonna repeat a shirt, are you? I was like, well, no. Here's the thing. I'm gonna repeat a shirt.
Right.
But it's gonna be like a while.
You also understand. Like, I don't own the stage house now. Like, mm-hmm. I am upper management. Yes, but.
But
they're not paying me not repeat clothes money.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I would just take my underwear off and throw it away. Like, I have to wash that still.
Right. Oh, yeah, no. Look, I picked up my dry clean today.
Right.
So, like, yeah, just.
You dry clean your underwear?
My underwear? No.
I was going to say that for a second. I was like, tell me you dry clean your underwear.
No.
You motherfucker.
I'm not letting that woman touch my mentionables. Get out of here. I mean, you just
bring
dress
it back
shirts.
And throw them in her face and be like, these aren't hand washed. Like, I can tell the difference.
This is a very bad perception of me right now. That just like talking the third person.
Right? You're like, you didn't iron my socks. Well, what are you doing?
Just talking the third person. Mm-hmm. Just throwing dirty underwear at dry cleaning attendants. Just, like, it's just, I'm just like, it's such
improperly cleaned underwear. It's clean.
Just like, I'm like, yeah, like, no, none of these things describe who I actually right. am. But my dress shirt. So yeah, I got them clean and pressed.
Mm-hmm.
The pants, because they're not suit pants or chinos, so those bad boys just go right in the washer dryer.
Absolutely.
Washer dryer, bam, mm-hmm. done. But I have the alternation of like I got a gray pair of slacks, I got a blue pair of slacks, mm-hmm. I got a khaki pair of slacks, I have a green pair of slacks.
Okay, works.
Yeah, and just kind of alternate the shirts and the pants, and that's it.
You can kind of wear whatever you want though, right? If you wanted to, like you said, like you wouldn't wear jeans because it's a little too informal. You can wear, I'm assuming anything as long as it's got a collar, but like kind of how you feel about polos in terms of tucking them in and stuff.
Yeah.
So, okay. You should get some liberties.
Yeah.
Again, better than black polo, black pants. Black polo, black pants, and you have three of the same ones because they fade eventually and whatever else.
Express used to have this great deal where it was like you buy like three shirts, get them for like $80.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely capitalized off of that back in the day, and I'm glad sure. I didn't really fluctuate in like weight because all those shirts just fit me very well.
Right.
But I was like, you know, let me just see what's going on at Express, man. Let me see if they got any like, you know, nice looking patterns.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they don't have anything anymore.
A lot of places don't.
Like in terms of like the patterns, I was like, I have all of them.
Right.
I'm like,
nothing new's coming.
I'm like, nothing new. I'm like, wait a minute, what?
So if this is like Pokemon, like you're done.
Like, gotta catch them all. Caught them. Yeah, caught
got them
all.
Them all. Done.
I got them all.
Yeah, game's over.
Yeah, I'm like, this sucks now.
You need a new game.
Yeah, I mean, the new game is look elsewhere other than Express.
Also fair.
That's essentially the new game mm-hmm. now. So I saw one. I think it was like Charles Hewitt. I see them advertised on Instagram.
Okay.
They have a thing where it's like three for I think $100.
Okay.
But the shirts are a little bit better of a quality. Like they're talking about, you know, besides the collar, they're talking about what type of like collar sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
I think the length of the shirt. Like they go a little more in depth.
Right.
With like how you know oh you want extra slim but. You want extra slim with this type of a cuff? Or do you want with this type of a collar?
Right.
And I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, all right. I'll get one, see how it fits, and then from there, I'll...
You're not going to jump right in for the three for the hundo.
No. I'm not cannonballing into Charles Hewitt. I'm going
right.
to dip my foot in the pool first, and okay. then I'll be like,
dig it.
All right, it's good. It's good. You know?
Nice.
So, yeah.
We just cross stores off of the mall. You're like, got all those, got all that. Got all that, just go out to Champs, have all of you.
Not there yet.
No.
Not there yet. But, you know, it's all good. It's an hour or two, which means people have checked out like half an hour ago, so.
In fairness, but, you have new listeners that will listen to the whole thing, so maybe that.
I hope so.
Right?
I hope so. But let's wrap this up.
Okay.
All right. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you guys soon. This is Kevin at Kevin K. Diddy.
Bobby at R. Hansen 817.
This is a Rabbit Hole Podcast, and we'll see you guys later. Peace.
Peace.